The Ugly Body Language of the Hypocrites. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Mudathir, God informs us how hypocrites use their body language in the finest detail with an evil intelligence against Muslims and Islam as follows. He reflected and considered. Again, curse him, how he considered. Then he looked. Then he frowned and glowered. Then he drew back and behaved arrogantly. The evil acts of hypocrites are deliberate and premeditated. God informed us in the verses that the hypocrites reflect on and consider thoroughly their treacherous and vile plans before they act on them. They think about and determine every little detail of the acts they will carry out against Muslims. When they begin a new day, they start making spiteful plans to the finest detail, thinking what kind of accusations they can bring against Muslims, what kind of aspersions they can cast, how they can dispirit Muslims, how they can prevent their auspicious activities, how they can tie Muslims down and waste their time, how they can tire Muslims or how they can leave them sleepless, how they can consume Muslims' energy they would normally spend on communicating religion. Undoubtedly, Satan is their guide and source of inspiration while they are devising these cunning and treacherous thoughts. Dirty looks of hypocrites. The second phase of the evil acts of the hypocrites God informed us about in the verses of the Quran is reflecting this devised treachery to their gazes, looking with the most disturbing, most conceited, dirty, snobbish gazes, void of respect, farthest from the morality of Muslims and reflecting the morality of the unbelievers to the best of their ability, is a method hypocrites practice with an evil meticulousness and persistence. Wandering among Muslims like this all day long, in their foolish minds, they intend to make Muslims restless and uneasy. In their twisted minds, hypocrites imagine that they can harm Islam and Muslims by taking up their time and by troubling Muslims with themselves. Living by the morality of unbelievers among a Muslim community, they desire to drag and incent Muslims into this vile morality. If there are similar ones among the Muslim community with the characteristics of hypocrites, like themselves, they wish to communicate their messages and draw them over to their corner with their evil morality. Similarly, they intend to swerve the hearts of those who newly learnt about Islam, who newly embraced faith, and lead them into unbelief as well. Hypocrites frowning. Frowning is another part of the evil acts of the hypocrites who dedicatedly premeditate on every sort of filth and malice in their heads, and then reflect this villainy to the Muslims with their gazes. As is known, frowning is an act used among commoners specifically to give negative messages. Indeed, the very definition of scowling is to wrinkle or contract the brow as an expression of anger or disapproval. Naturally, one might also contract his or her brow as an ordinary and humane response under normal conditions. However, when it is the hypocrites in question, all these details are implemented as cunning and atrocious acts used for specific purposes. In an environment in which everyone looks at one another with sincere and friendly eyes full of love, respect, and good nature, hypocrites use their brows for malice, just like they use their gazes. They intend to cause unrest. Their goal is to bother Muslims one way or another. In environments full of blessings and beauties, in which Muslims constantly display the most beautiful morality to one another and talk to each other in the kindest manner, hypocrites start putting their immorality in practice, one after the other, for no particular reason at all. By frowning, they try for the most malice, the most sullen, the filthiest, the most atrocious facial expression. Hypocrites is glowering. Glowering is defined as the next move of the hypocrite in the verse. As is known by everyone, the human face is an organ used to display a very rich variety of meaning by the use of numerous expressions. Most of the time, we understand the feelings and thought, the mood, and the intentions of the people across us, merely with their facial expressions, without them talking. Similarly, we can recognize the act one is attempting to do without any verbal confirmation, simply by observing the variety of their facial expressions. The hypocrites use this extensive means to the fullest to perform their evil acts. Hypocrites who know how, when, and what kind of a message would be given to the other party when they assume a certain expression, use this weapon in the most powerful manner at every moment of the day. This is very diabolically exciting for those hypocrites who know very well how disturbing such an ugly facial expression would be for Muslims, whose lives are based on an immaculate morality and honesty. They would thus use their faces in the ugliest and most blatant way possible, both to continue living the morality of unbelief that they yearn for and to obtain every interest they want to acquire. When something they like is not done instantly, when events do not take place as their interests demand, when they want to draw attention to themselves and to become the center of attention, when they want to create unrest and disturb Muslims, or when they want to take revenge from someone, they instantly glower and give their faces the filthiest expression they could master. In this way, in their twisted minds, they make sure that Muslims show interest in them, show them compassion, love, respect, and mercy as a necessity of their beautiful morality and superior conscience, and try to do what they demand simply to make them happy. As a result of this act, in their twisted minds, they make sure they have the opportunity to benefit from the material and spiritual means Muslims possess even better. They thus ensure that they are treated exactly the way they want to be treated in the future, simply to prevent their sullenness, their causing unease, and making Muslims perturbed and bothered. However, there is something they have forgotten, and that is the fact that Muslims' understanding of love and mercy would be based on the Quran. Muslims would not assume a certain expected attitude towards someone simply to please that person. Such an attitude or an act would be assumed only if it complies with the good pleasure of God and the Quranic morality. Consequently, while devising these plans, hypocrites ignore this significant characteristic of Muslims. Furthermore, they are unaware of the fact that the morality they are displaying and the facial expression they are putting on would be self-incriminating for them as a sign of their hypocrisy, and that they would thus be revealing their true colors. Hypocrites turning their backs. Another profane method the hypocrites employ is their turning their back on Muslims. As is known, turning one's back on someone is a phrase that describes one's becoming hostile towards those they were friends with, one's severing their ties with them and not siding with them. That is the evil message hypocrites slyly intend to give to Muslims. They intend to make Muslims uneasy by making them feel that among them, there are those who do not refrain from the filthy morality of unbelief, who do not fear God as His due and heed, and could possibly be hypocrites. In their own twisted minds, they try to disrupt the clean, comfortable, and peaceful lives of Muslims, provided by their trust in God, and to hinder their joy and merriment. To that end, although they live their lives alongside Muslims, they try to keep away from them and never become true friends with them. In order to make Muslims feel that they are not happy to be with them, they display an attitude that is far different from that of Muslims in the most conspicuous manner on every occasion. They do not support Muslims when they carry out auspicious activities altogether. Sometimes in a blatant fashion and with absolutely no good reason at all, by suddenly turning their backs and leaving while they are with Muslims, they adopt an attitude against Muslims to make it understood that they are coping an attitude. Hypocrites behaving arrogantly. The next step in these acts, every step of which hypocrites slyly devise and perform, is their assuming a haughty attitude, foolishly looking down on Muslims, and behaving arrogantly. With their gazes, their speech, with the tone of voice they use, and furthermore with their gestures, they intend to make their claim of superiority be felt by those around them to the best of their ability. They try to prove to Muslims in their twisted, feeble minds that they do not value them, that they do not respect them, that they look down on them, and that they do not care about their opinions or words. In their foolish minds, they believe that Muslims are naive and that they themselves have amazing intelligence, wisdom, and talent. They respond to every auspicious word they are told with haughtiness, snobbery, and insolence. They respond with a smart mouth and rudeness. They try to emphasize their insolence in the most exaggerated way. These constitute a part of the vicious plan of the hypocrites. These attitudes which God informed us about in Surat al-Mudathir is an act of the hypocrites against our Prophet, peace be upon him, have been repeated in the same way by all hypocrites throughout the course of history. However, there is a fact that hypocrites forget about while implementing these cunning acts. God would never deem hypocrites successful. I would never let these sick-minded people harm Islam and Muslims. In their treacherous and vile world, hypocrites would be spiritually suffocated in the plots they have devised, the traps they have laid. The cunning tricks they have played would turn their lives into a horrific plague, both in this world and in the hereafter. Hypocrites who are unable to find peace in the immaculate, radiant life that Muslims present them, and who imagine that they will find happiness as they approach unbelief, would instead gradually be dragged into a bigger unhappiness. And in the hereafter, they will experience a grave torment, along with their close friend, the Satan, and live in regret and pain for all eternity.